Hi friends, we are studying the subject of advertising and sales promotion management. This is chapter 4 on the advertising agency structure and functions. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to take you through this particular chapter. So let's move on. And what are the learning objectives for this chapter? It is essentially that you need to understand the business of advertising, wherein by you will know about how the agencies have been functioning, various modes of agencies. Have an overview of the structure within the agency, then appreciate various types of agency formats, and then finally how agencies are remunerated. So what are the compensation models? So we will understand overview of functioning of an agency through this. They of course exist for seller looking for customers. So they are a middle node, so to say, where they connect seller with the consumers who are unknown to the sellers. Defined as an advertising agency is an independent business body composed of creative and other business minded people who develop, prepare and place an advertisement, that is a marketing communication, in a chosen advertising media, selling it to find customers. It enables the customers to find the goods or the solution that they were looking for. So this is of course by an American Association of Advertising Agencies, this is their definition. Comprehensive enough, it gives you the idea. It acts as a consultant. So essentially they play a role of being a consultant to the client, that is the advertiser, by helping them to formulate the entire advertising plan. Today they do even Marcom planning, etc., and translating it into a advertising campaign. So campaign is a overview, umbrella word, wherein series of advertisements and other Marcom activities makes what one campaign is all about. So that's what is a critical aspect that we need to know. Responsible as a custodian of the brand, they stand for the brand. They have to understand brand and then brand positioning and connect with the customer so strong that they cannot afford to be deviating from that. As a marketing service firm that assists the client in right from planning to implementation, planning, preparation, implementing, and of course evaluating also the impact at the end. Despite glamour surrounding, irrespective of the glamour that surrounds this particular function, they have to ultimately enable client to sell. That's the motto with which they exist. There are various functional specializations within an agency that works, that creates an effective communication. Let's review the following. Now, the moment I take neighbors, envy, owners, pride, obviously the Onida name would have come. Just do it means Nike will come into your mind. The complete man, the Raymond would come to your mind. Taste the thunder, the moment I would have taken that line, the thumbs up would have come to your mind. Why this has happened? This is because very effective advertising that they've done for their brand. It is through their agency. We will study this as we move forward. So, who are the major players? What makes the entire advertising process work? So there's an advertiser who is a creator expressing the need. Agency facilitates a development of a communication and making it ready for delivery. Then comes the media. Media takes that delivery and delivers as scheduled. Supplier, there are various other support services. And then finally the target audience. So support services like a cameraman, video filmmakers or whatever production houses. Target audience is the intended recipient as profiled as per the characteristics. So these five things makes the entire advertising process circle complete. So we have to understand this. Advertiser, he is the one who wants to send a message out to his target audience. Okay, and to advertise, what is needed is he should clearly know his marketing problem. So if it's a launch, what is the problem? If it is in a growth state, the product sale is stabilizing or tapering off, then what is the problem? Who is his target audience? So what is the profile of his people? So segment, and then from the segment, whom is he targeting? What is the budget that he has on his hand or he can afford to spend? There are various budgeting methodology. We are not getting into that. And approve the plan. After that, not only approve the plan, plan consists of the message strategy, the communication strategy, the creatives, etc. And then the media. Media plan using the reach and the frequency algorithm that we discussed. He has to then decide on hiring an agency. So there are various formats or a model through which it can happen. In the industry lingo, it is considered as an account. He hands over his account to the selected agency. So that's how overall advertiser aspects we have understood. Agency side, if you have to understand, they are the developer of the marketing communication, developer of the advertising, which includes not only the message strategy, also the creative strategy and the media strategy. All combined creates an impact. They deal either with the brand, so they're dealing, the agency deals with either the brand head, or there is a marketing head, or there is a marketing support head. So various nomenclatures may be. They may even just deal with the in-house agency, partly or fully. There are in-house agencies with a key functional role, and they then outsource the service from the external agency. So in such case, their relation is formed based on how the organization functions. Okay. Play a role of liaisoning between the marketing department and the advertising agency. Okay, so they are, and the other agency, when I say the media and production houses, etc. So to make the TVC for this advertiser, that the supplier, which production house is right, that also has been decided by the agency. Depending on the scope, in-house agencies can also act as a full-fledged advertising agency. They may outsource a couple of functions, but prima facie, they are a full-time agency working for specific company or the organization, so to say. Mudra was known as an in-house agency of Reliance, etc. So that's how the role may, depending on what is the structure and what is the relevance with the advertiser. Here's an example. Friends, take it with this thing, that this is an example which is as of, so to say, 2021. Things may have changed even while this PPT was made and while we are video recording, but this is a relationship, advertiser and the agency. It is known that Levers uses Ogilvy and Mather, Airtel uses MediaSun, World, Axis Bank uses Lowell Intas, Idea Cellular uses Lowell Intas. So companies have either one agency or there may be more than one agency. That's again depending on how the overall marketing is all about. So, for example, in an automobile company where I was there, for a passenger vehicle, there was a mainline main agency. But for a commercial vehicle, that was not the agency. It was another agency because of various relationship issues or the need or the business volume all put together. So, that's how, this is what you need to understand. The third is a media channel of communication that may carry the message. So, channel and the media vehicle within, that gets decided by the advertising agency. But media has to facilitate this reaching to the target audience. So media also must know the profile of the reader, user, etc. Because that information, when they provide to the ad agency, media person, then only you'll be able to decide whether it is worthwhile spending money with you. Mass and niche media. Medias are either mass media, newspaper and all are considered as a mass media. Netflix may be a very niche media. So YouTube may be a niche media. So that way you have to divide. Nature of media was classified as a print, broadcast, out of home, digital. This is a classification, or internet, as you say. So these are the classification of the nature of a different media. Mass media is generally cost economical. Mass media enables you to reach more people at a less cost. So that's a broad aspect that one need to know. In media, as I think we have earlier also studied, though not mentioned out here, is a reach and frequency challenge is often faced while coming to deciding about the media. So media has to facilitate this by providing right input about the audience, the reader, etc. Supplier is all group of professional service provider to the agency, to the advertiser or the advertising agency, which enables them to create the communication desired and delivered. So it includes artists, writers, photographers, filmmakers, production houses, etc. They exist to do as mentioned. They exist to do what has been provided them, what has been expected from them from the communication perspective. Okay. But they are freelancing, so they are like working as and when needed basis. Okay, to achieve the cost efficiency, every agency need not therefore have a large production house within, etc. They have also flexibility of using right production house for the right kind of there are specializations. Some production houses are very good in commercial films. Some production houses are very known for the emotional film development, etc. So that is the power if an agency has, then agency can choose that. So that's a supplier plays that role. Target audience is the entire thing we have studied earlier also. It is a homogeneous group among the large masses whom you wish to reach out and deliver your message, so that you expect that your message will trigger the need him. So we have even studied the hierarchy of effect model, enables the progression of a customer through hierarchy of effects model, finally compelling him to call to action. So that's the target audience. All these five elements mix what you say the major player in the advertising process. So now we will understand the continuing evolution of the agency and various formats thereof. Earlier I have told you they are the custodian of the brand. As the changing evolution is taking up and the different formats are evolving, many times agency no longer play the role of being the brand custodian. They no longer serve the marketing and they no longer serve as a comprehensive expert, because agencies, different specialized agencies play a different role. Till 1990s, the agency followed the model of full service agency, okay, wherein they were offering complete package right from creative to media planning and the buying of a media. Later on, various specializations have emerged. So agency which is specialized on creative, specialized on media, etc. So I have given you one example, WPP Group, they have formed Group M, which is essentially a media house. So they deal with media. There is a company called Lodestar. If you see there, it's a media house. Okay. So this is how emerging things are happening, where an advertiser then has a choice to use what is most appropriate for him. So specialized media house definitely help advertise. So they give a better negotiation rate. They get, you know, therefore you save on negotiation time also, because they have a better power and they know right people. Small clients also at times benefit, because overall if agency decides to pass on a benefit of the rate available to them. However, it's no longer the problem in this approach is they do not work in tandem. They do not work in sync with each other. So creative idea gets, you know, diluted if the right media is not used, because the creative guy has no link with the media, this thing, where the marketer or the advertiser gets into deciding. So this is one big challenge. Promotion in media is, promotion in digital has changed the world further. In digital, again, you have a specialized agency who needs to be recruited. So either they work under your main agency or you can work directly with them. So a lot of permutations are evolving. So we will now start understanding various formats. So first format, which is the main format, is a full service agency that we should be aware about. Agency that handles entire thing, right from planning to creating a message, the creative, the production, and finally the placement of the advertisement in the chosen media. So they provide, of course, additional support. They have emerged to provide you even additional support, which is required to lift the brand and create that marketing impact, which is marketing research or a promotional support as may be required by the agency. Many times they have in-house or they outsource there for you. Scope covers things like the strategy, the scope covers creativity development, the production redid, media planning, media placements, and finally evaluation of its effectiveness also. Therefore, the agency today, the full service agency, as we say, provides also additional supports like CRM, digital, data analysis, etc., online marketing and digital marketing support, and direct marketing also being handled by them. Especially now, direct marketing has become more digital response marketing or a direct response marketing. Agency plays that vital role. The advantages are like brand image is reinforced every time the consumer is exposed to the communication, because he is a one, the full-time agency. I will again go back, full service agency is a custodian of the brand. Therefore, they know actually what needs to be reinforced, and therefore consumer will get a uniform message. The free the full service agency provide complete functional support. They are providing entire support to the agent, the advertiser. So right from account management. Account management means these are the group of people who study about the brand, the company, the way forward, how market is going to change. They think in advance and then they go back to the client and tell them, this is what you need to be cautious about, careful about, do as a this thing. Besides that, the creative, the media selection, media's department, research department is also many time there, and the entire planning and execution, etc. We need to study two things, which is full service agency structure and functions of the full service agency. Here is a structure which is for you. It starts with irrespective of the president or whatever you may say, then there are various VP for the functional specialization, creative, accounts, marketing of services and management and finance, etc. And under that you may have relevant people. So in the creative there is a production and there is an art direction. While under the accounts there are account directors and other support. In the VP services there are media, market research, sales promotions, etc. Or maybe direct marketing, and as you say, management and finance is all to do with the billing and those areas. So this is a broad indicative structure of a full service agency. Now we understand the functioning of it, kind of. So creative department does what? So creative department role is, of course, they being a very critical this thing. They are the face of it. Agencies recognize on the work done by them. So it definitely assumes the required importance, generally headed by a VP creative or a creative director, as you say. Their role is essentially, after the problem definition is received, the message, strategy has been received by them, they get into forming the creative way to develop this message. So that is, the encoding part has been handled by them, and their role is to ensure that it is decoded also as expected by the advertiser. Otherwise it's a failure of the creative, this thing. Client or account service department, they are either or named as, they are responsible for the entire interrelationship between the agency on one hand and the advertiser or the client on the other end. Their role is to understand marketing problem, marketing brief, message, a brief if it is come to them, etc. properly. So they are able to transfer this brief internally very well, not like a Chinese whisper. Okay. So their role is to really interact closely with the account service or a client servicing executive, the agency side as well as at the advertiser side. Proactiveness is needed because it is said that they have to visualize ahead of even the what brand guy can visualize, because that will sustain the brand, and sustaining the brand is a business for them. They are supposed to be abreast to the entire market in which the client is. It is not that every time they can expect client to feed the information. So they need to themselves be aware about how the market is, how the economy is happening, how, what challenges it is throwing to the brand or the market, etc. So therefore, they have to proactively connect with the client and advise them. So like, for example, many agencies succeeded in proactively reaching out to client and advise them what needs to be communicated in such time and what should be their marketing offering and those kind of thing. And therefore, they succeeded in getting a business. So that's what is a client and account servicing department works out. They overall, they deal with you, they understand your brief, then makes the proposal, they make your transfer of message, brief and various other aspects to the internal department. Then they coordinate with each one of them, whether creative is developing creative, whether media is developing media, production is doing the required production work, etc. They are like an equal partner. So they are like equal partners to the client, and then ensuring the satisfaction is a critical significance for them. So that is when he will get the business, or the recurring business, so to say. Media department is responsible for the media planning. And when you say media planning, is they advise you what should you do, which media, what is the reach objective, what is the frequency needed, etc. And gave you the cost estimate. That is one thing, so that you are able to take a decision. On the other hand, they have to buy that. So buying also involves negotiation. Besides that, strategy, the use of specific media, emerging media, okay. So that is also, they have to advise you. They assist you in negotiation right from in the beginning, I said, finalize the deal for you, get an innovative idea, you know. So today now you see gatefolds and all are coming even in the newspaper, or that larger page strip, so that that page stands out with your ads. So all these are innovative ideas that have to be worked out by this media department for you. Okay, so they are the one who media buyers. So there are other media buying specialized agency. They work in with the media planner at the agency level. So that's the role of a media department. They have to ultimately get best media solution at the economical rate, give a value to value for money to the client, and create the desired impact. A media department, we are trying to understand, that's a continuity of our earlier discussion. What are the responsibility of any media planner? So it covers various aspects. If I have to give you a quick perspective, it advertises marketing objectives. It understands and refines the marketing objective, and that internalizes the task on his hand. A socio-economic classification, SEC classification is a term, as they say. They have to derive from this target audience brief as to what is the right SEC classification, because most media talk in that term, not necessarily in terms of your definition of your profile. Understand demographic, geographic classifications, etc. Evaluate the media reach versus advise on the frequency. Finally, the reach cost versus the frequency cost, overall the cost of awareness, cost of acquisitions, various aspects that they have to deal with. New age paid media, non-paid media also has been handled by media department today. So they have to also support in terms of word of mouth or a viral marketing, etc. So there is a crucial role. Finally, the media plan is developed and they have to also monitor that releases go as planned. They are responsible for the even research. Many times the research needs to be done to understand the consumer behavior, the preference, their reading behavior, their watching behavior, etc. So that is what they do. And vast selection of media. From such a large, vast selection, they have to then pin down specific media, media channel therein, and the media vehicle, so that client gets the desired impact. Management and finance is a support function. Finally, the office management, people management, etc., the financial and accounting, payable, receivable, etc., receivables from the media whom they give, because they also they earn commission, etc., recoverable, payable vis-a-vis the client and all. So all those things has been managed by the management and administration and finance department. Okay. So diagnosing the marketing and the brand strategy. So this is what is the types of advertising agency under which we were studying the functions of the full service agency. So essentially the four aspects are being handled by them. These are the functions of, as you say, the full service agency. Diagnosing the marketing and the brand strategy. So they have to understand the market in the first place, do the market brand strategy, etc. Then work with the client to set the objectives, work with the client and the internal team to develop the strategy, creating the communication. So media strategy, message strategy and a creative strategy put together, they create a final communication, and then overall billing and payments. So of course, we will study this one by one. So diagnosing the marketing and the brand strategy. So collection of the information. There are two areas. They work collection of information, and secondly, research takes the lead. Collection is like what? Product category information, the brand information, the competition information, etc. And when they do the research has to take the lead, because it enables him to understand the attitude of the consumers. Whether attitude is favorable or not favorable, does it need to change or they need to sustain, etc. So that entire consumer insight, buying behavior changes, etc. Defining brand's core. They must define through research what is the core of the brand, that is who, where, what, and how, and how to reach, and how the perception is all about. Positioning has to be understood, or they have to decide whether that needs to be refined using a research. So diagnosing and marketing the brand strategy, these are the two areas. Setting the objective and developing the strategy. So after you get the desired input, you get into desired. First, after you understand the client brief and you try to see whether their existing position is aligned or that needs to change or needs to be developed if it's a new product. Okay. So positioning, formulation, positioning strategy, then responsibility to accounting service team. Responsibility means there is a set responsibility that accounting team has to service. So the client or account service team, as I mentioned, define what is to be accomplished. So why are you communicating? Why are you advertising, etc.? So what is that accomplishment that has been strategically planned? So they have to decide whether broad focus or the core focus is on the recall or the brand image or a repurchase. As I told you earlier also, as per the hierarchy of communication or hierarchy of communication effects, etc., you have to see as to where the client needs to be, target group customer needs to be actually impacted and influenced. Okay, make a plan how to carry this strategy in implementation stage and collective participation of different functions to get the agency involved, and agencies coming as a proactive partner to the advertiser. So setting objectives and developing strategy involves these aspects. Creating the communication. So decide on the communication strategy first. So you have to have a creative strategy in place, which is what is like emotional appeal. We have seen those, few aspects are there, or whether it will be scary appeal or whether it will be negative appeal used to your advantage or humor. So various things. So those aspects of creative strategy needs to be determined. How will you create a persuasion? So, through an emotional route, through a rational route, fact presentation, etc. Later followed copy development, rough layout, storyboards is the approach to developer visuals, etc. Collaborate with the agency on the back end, that is the media agency, because they also need to know what media leverage flexibility that is possible while he's conceptualizing the creativity. Adapting creative to suit different media. So, you have one creative message which is developed. You have to now create adaptations of it. So in a digital media, it doesn't go just like that. So they may make a series of digital releases. So for communicating the same message, you may have to have a multiple digital release or the same message with the multiple frames, as the case may be. And finally, media plan and its release needs to be worked out. So that's a creating the communication. So that's a third function of a media full service agency. The fourth is billing and payment. So that is all handling of a staff function, essentially the billing, ensure the release is happening, payment from vendor to vendor, etc., receivable and payables with the client. Okay. Now we come to this another format called creative boutiques. So there are agency of repute known for their creativeness. So they are formed when the copywriter, art director, maybe they come together to set up their own shop. So it generally percolates from the existing agency where 2-3 people in creative team, copywriting team, etc. feel that they have an edge or they have an upper hand or whatever they have done is getting so recognized well. So why not start our own creative agency? So they come out and separate out and create a boutique agency. Some advertisers prefer to have a creative agency because creativity plays a very vital role. So they prefer to hire a creative boutique agencies for such reasons. Allows full utilization of a creative talent which is available in that company. So that boutique provides a full-fledged creative support. They do not have rest on the functions under them. Okay. So this function is say not under them. As a result, it is used when needed, kind of an approach possible for the advertisers. Okay. Thank you.